I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, it's 9:08, and that makes it time for us to get someone qualified for this trip to Mexico. This is amazing.
Oh, Mexico.
That's the one I want to win.
Mexico. It's been a long time since I've seen you, Mexico.
I know, dude. I haven't been there in years.
I used to go all the time. Mm. My last trip was probably the Selena Cruz trip. It's been a while. I love it.
Well, this is a trip to Puerto Vallarta, the Hard Rock Hotel, 6 nights.
Oh, dude, we're going to get so wasted. We're going to rage.
We're actually not going. Oh, my God. Are we going to rage?
We're going to rage.
Is there raging happening there?
I just told you we're going to rage.
We don't rage that way at all.
It'd be great if you had that soundbite ready to go, right?
It would. Yeah,
oh, you don't have it ready?
I didn't put
you
it in
just
yet.
Told me to be working in rage all
the
time.
We're going to do it. It's going to be here tomorrow, right, Bren?
It will be, yeah.
Let me hear it one more time.
I don't have it right now. Uh-huh. Ready to go.
Dude, we're going to Mexico. We're going to rage. No, what?
What?
Grand prize is 6 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel, Puerto Vallarta, and a qualifying prize of Depeche Mode tickets for caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll instantly win tickets to Depeche Mode for either the SAP Center or the Oracle Arena, and then you're in the running for the 6-night grand prize at the Hard Rock in Puerto Vallarta. We're doing this all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. This is your first chance today. Let's do this thing. Call us up right now, 800-400-3697. Hey, Alan from Bananas at Large was just here.
Yeah, Alan!
He figured out what happened. Carlos Santana was on the show last Tuesday. Is that right?
Yeah.
And we put an electric guitar in his hand. And
what happened?
The guitar kept cutting out, cutting in and out. It was horrifying. It was a horrifying moment. It's not so much for us, but for Alan from Bananas at Large, who provided us the guitar and the amp and the cord.
Well, that was a kind of a bummer for us, too.
It was a bummer.
Carlos going, yeah, I'm trying to play for you guys. Yeah. What? What's going on?
You're hearing every third note. So it turns out that the amp is Bluetooth equipped.
Yeah.
And that's why it was cutting out. So he replaced the amp. We have a brand new amp. We've got our guitar all set. So let's hear what that sounds like. Go ahead, Vin.
I tried to play. We couldn't make it work.
Go ahead.
We
couldn't?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? We couldn't. I don't think it got turned on, Vinny.
It was on. I can see the bright light is on.
Let's see. Try turning it up.
I didn't.
Play a really cool lick. Thank you.
See, there's no volume.
Is the master or the gain?
You know, why can't we test these things off the air before we go on? Every time we got to do this on the air. Anyway, Puerto Vallarta, everyone.
It's on.
This is your chance.
Let's hear it.
All right, put it in Vinny's hands and crank that sucker up. Yeah. And play with all the different controls. Let's hear what it sounds
like. Where's a pick?
Oh, that's chorusy. Give me a rock sound, baby. Give me a dirty rock sound. He's got a pick over there.
Did you have a pick over there?
There was no
pick. You're playing with his thumb.
I am playing with a thumb.
Hold on. Use that. We need a pick.
I always leave a pick over there, and you guys always one.
Listen.
I got one right here. Hold on.
Is the one in the neck of the acoustic?
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, sing it, Hooman.
Come on, Hooman. You ready?
No?
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Why aren't we? No, first of all, take the chorus off of that. It's got to go. Hold on. I got to go over there.
This is phenomenal
this
radio.
This is not good radio.
First Bryn, now this. I don't know how we do it.
Go see our friend Alan at Bananas at Large. He's texting my phone right now. He's like, oh my God, you guys. Let me look.
It's moments like this.
I just got a text.
You're welcome, Bay Area.
Need help, buddy?
Is that Alan? Alan, I guess you should have stayed.
Yeah, you should have stayed.
Why isn't it louder?
I don't know, crank it up. Oh my God.
I'll let him work through it. It's good. Good
Something's stuff. Rattling here. Well,
can I get some more distortion? distortion and some more volume.
I couldn't figure out where the distortion is.
Alan's right back.
I should get the words to this.
Can you do this? Would you be able to do that?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that for
Somebody
you.
Somebody help me.
Play with the knobs?
No, I don't want to do it at all.
So Vinny was telling me that he's learning some songs and that we'll get to jam together soon. Super excited.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I stopped taking lessons for a few minutes because we've been so busy that it just has become, I can't study.
Right.
I can't do any of the studying. So then I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to learn some songs, and the little bit of time of practice that I have, I'll play some
play
songs.
The songs. So you know that one. What else?
Well, I'm working on a couple Van Halen songs.
Oh,
I thought I'd try.
Oh, that's
and,
challenging.
It's challenging.
Which
it's
ones?
Jump. It doesn't matter.
No, not Jump.
Yeah, that's
never
the worst.
Jump.
You want me to learn Jump?
No.
No.
Do you have a keyboard?
Panama.
No.
Oh, my God. Do you know Panama?
No.
Panama.
Which ones are you practicing?
Beautiful Girls. I was.
Oh, nice.
I'm in the process
of
learning. That's one of my favorites. I love that song. It's just such a vibe song.
Oh, yeah. A beautiful girl.
Yeah, it's just one
I
of those.
I love them. Right, I need them. Can't live without them.
Right.
No.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sorry we couldn't get that. We should have tried that off the air first.
Yeah, we should have tried it, and you should have shown us all the settings. Why are we so dumb? For real.
Because we're doing a show here, and we're trying to prepare for the next break.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. There's that.
So anyway, our text number. We get those here. He wrote back, awesome. Next time I'll stay. Okay. Now we're talking via the radio and my phone.
Oh, that's fun. Good times.
Thank you, Forrest, says 925.
Yeah, thank you, Forrest. That's the best one ever.
Thank you, Forrest. Was so much better than Bryn Nervous High Rage voice.
I loved it.
Oh
the
my
Rage
God.
Thing is so funny.
Love,
Rage
thank
know?
You, much- Forrest.
Rage didn't know.
That and Sarah mishearing phone calls. I think about those and literally LOL.
Ugh, whatever.
May? Yes, you.
Well, I mean, you can see why I screwed that one up.
Yeah, that
really?
One was the easy one. The other one, I don't
the
know.
The Daryl one, I don't know. You thought it was Daryl, too.
I thought it was Daryl.
She says me. She says me.
You?
Yeah,
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, you dummy. You. And Bill and Daryl sound exactly the same, so, you know.
I can't listen to the Shawn Mendes song without smiling and visualizing everyone singing and Vinny clapping along.
We have that somewhere. Bryn, what are you, an audio guy or not?
I didn't isolate that, I don't think.
Why does everyone give Scott such a hard time? I love it when he visits.
Me too. I thought he was great today.
Scott can be one of the funniest people in the world.
Yep.
He also, as we discussed on the show, can absolutely undo himself at anyone who's within 100 feet of him. Right there, live, in person, undoes the whole room where everyone wants to disappear. Disappear. I wish I had magic. Please. Like, wiggle
if
the nose.
If there's ever going to be a time, now's the time. Disappear me.
Make me gone. Yeah, it can be really unfortunate and scary. And he does it, and then when it's over, he's like, what happened? Was that bad?
Was that bad? Was that bad?
Was that a bad
That was
thing?
Bad. That was wrong. Was that wrong?
Did I do the wrong thing? Yeah, dude.
This corporate gig thing, I just can't even believe. He's like, is he pitching to me? Like, oh, they want me to do this. And I'm like, oh, so do it. What are you doing? They're paying you.
It's a paycheck,
I'm an artist.
Yeah.
You're a professional. You get paid to do the funny stuff.
Remember that rap he did that one time where he was like, I'm in so much credit card debt. I can't make money to pay my own bills because I'm an artist. Like, dude, well, you know what? There it is. Someone's asking you.
16 gigs.
Pull it
well
together.
Paid.
Do every one of those gigs. Do every 15 minutes like a pro.
Yeah, suck it up and do what they want.
Cash You'll checks be, for a minute.
They'll probably be so excited by the accolades that maybe it'll change them forever. It's about time at 54.
That was my stepbrother who got pepper sprayed in the face in Davis.
Oh, man.
He got bought out in a nice lump sum.
Oh, well, that's good.
That is good. Yeah, a lot of people wrote in about the Davis thing, which I'd forgotten. I remembered them getting sprayed, but I didn't realize they had the giant canister spraying.
Well, they don't want to run out, then.
Well, I guess.
Not enough for all of them.
It was in Davis. There was a way longer video that showed what actually led up to that. That image made it look worse than it was. They were told to leave multiple times.
Yeah, I still feel like people who are kneeling in a line, you know, making their protest shouldn't get pepper sprayed. You should put them, you should get a wheelbarrow and throw them in and just wheel them out of the way, you know? Whatever. If they're all chained together, get a bunch of wheelbarrows, you know? I think you can make it happen. Drag them. I don't know. The whole pepper spraying people, it just feels wrong. If they're coming at you with a knife.
Shooting at them.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I'm hoping that they're not going to shoot the people kneeling there. You know.
Well, listen, those college kids that locked up Highway 17. 1 in Santa Cruz
yeah.
or was
Let's
it
17? Let's pepper spray those guys.
Those guys needed to be pepper sprayed, where they jumped out of a truck and just blocked the whole highway yeah. as people are trying to get somewhere and there's no way to get around it. That was pretty bogus.
That's a pepper spray situation.
Those kids at Davis were just sitting on a sidewalk.
Yeah. And no matter what they did leading up to it, at that point, they were just sitting there.
Yeah. And it rained on them. Rained pepper spray. UC Davis during the Occupy protests. It was in Davis, UC Davis. Someone
can't believe
someone
the Occupy
wrote
stuff
in,
was 5 years ago. Holy
give
cow.
Them a point. Oh, you don't do that anymore.
We don't have any, we have no reason to collect points.
Right. Vinny, the cop put pepper spray on Q-tips and then rubbed it in the kid's eyes. There was a huge lawsuit.
Oh. Yeah, I just saw the squirting.
Someone else told us that. I am going to get this in your eyes, you little rascal. Turn your face on me. Sheesh. Guy was serious. Bryn's voice. I'll show you how to rage.
Yeah, well, you know, apparently he will. It was a Saturday night. He probably was raging. That's good. That was good.
I just wanted to hear, you know, a different perspective from the anchors, you know, from professionalism.
We get you.
Yeah.
You know? We all go into stuff with a clear idea of what we want to do. It's only after it goes crazily wrong that you go, ah.
It didn't even go all that right. It was adorable. I loved it.
I didn't even know that he was there until I got there. And I was like, oh, he's here. Okay.
What a cute crack in his voice. Heart, heart, heart.
I know. We don't rage like that at all. I can't even
embarrassed
do the crack.
For Bryn. Cringe.
Oh, so good. Don't be embarrassed. And Bryn, you shouldn't be embarrassed either. It's adorable.
Thanks
for the bit. Thanks for the good bit, buddy.
Tear me apart.
Hey, now you know how it feels to have some audio of yours.
Thanks.
Play it again. Play it.
I don't have it.
Yeah, that's BS.
I'll get it later. I'll put it in your replay for you.
Well, just go ahead
it better
play
be
one
there
more time
first
right
thing
now.
Tomorrow.
Play it one more time.
I did it in an ambulance with the ambulance driver after he dropped off a patient at the hospital.
Oh.
That's pretty good, right?
That's a pretty good one. Yeah.
Here's someone who did it on a trampoline. How about sex on a golf course at night? Wet grass.
Oh.
Is that good?
I mean, they're all good. They're all, you know, very adventurous.
In a dugout at a local park.
Oh.
So on a baseball field, I guess? Those dugouts, though, are just benches.
Yeah. Sometimes they're actual dugouts.
Are they?
Yeah, they were dugouts.
Mill Valley has real dugouts, huh?
No, Mill Valley doesn't. But where I grew up, we used to go play there all the time. There was actual, you know, you had to step down into
sure.
it. It had a full back, you know, sides, like a little cabin, like a low slung cabin. It was really cool. We'd go hang out in there all the time.
What'd you do in there?
Nothing. We used to have bottle rocket wars. Like, one, you know, half of us would get in one and half of us would be in the other.
And
we'd
and
run over
and
try and shoot each
rockets?
Other with bottle rockets. You know, you can hold them by that wooden stem.
Huh.
Only a few minor burns.
Yeah. Most adventurous place I had sex on the side of the Highway 37 between Sonoma and Vallejo.
Oh, really? There's really no place to...
There's no cover
there.
There's
no place
there.
To hide.
Yeah, that's
so
wide
So you're
open.
Right there.
All right.
Hmm. Well, sometimes you just can't wait any longer.
925 says, actually, it seems like girls usually can wait some longer.
Yeah.
Usually they're like, seriously, just in a minute.
Yeah. I'm dying right now. No, all right.
Well, I think it's changed. As you get older, you have... I remember being a kid, those long makeouts that you were reminiscing about and just being like, why not now? How long do we have to kiss before you're ready? For the next thing.
Pretty much forever.
I know.
I'm
so
never
going to
be ready.
Kissing and kissing and kissing. like it. Look what you're doing to me.
You've made me ready.
Reach out, please.
No, I don't want to. I just like making out.
My grandma's house is down the street from New Apple headquarters. Her house is 1,400 square feet, built in 1957. She bought it for $13,000. It's now going for $1 million.
Oh, damn. Boy, real estate's a great investment.
858 says, both Sarah and Yuzi have done it in a married man's bed. But if you could... Oh, they're husbands. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's adorable.
Good one, texters.
Yeah, that was really funny. Ha ha. Oh. It's Patricia.
My most adventurous place in the stall of a men's restroom at the Berlin Cultural Center. It was the cleanest restroom ever.
Oh. In Germany, in Berlin?
I guess. I would. I mean, that. What else could that be referring to?
Berlin, Idaho? I don't know.
He said they were separated and you believed him?
He was.
So you believed him?
Yeah.
All right.
I was friends with him first.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
How many of us have them?
Haha, the most adventurous place ever done it. Crawl space of a house. Weird?
Yeah, there's spiders and dirt. I don't want to be...
Rodents.
Yeah. The crawl space of a house is among the nastiest places on earth. And the only reason you go down there is because something's gone wrong. You know?
Remember that time Vinny had to go down there for
because
Comcast?
The cable guy couldn't fit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a good
story.
Dude,
that was tight.
Yeah.
That was not good.
Could you do it in that?
No. There's no way. Well, first of all, there's no way she'd have climbed down there. Not in a million years. Mm. She likes me and all, but that's not happening. Mm. I can tell you that for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's nasty.
And it was
is this
so,
under your new house?
This no, the place where I did that was in the San Jose house, and I was having to pull the beams and drag myself across the floor, and my nose was touching.
Oh
so
my god!
So tight.
I feel so claustrophobic.
I know.
I'd be afraid that I wouldn't be able to turn back around.
Well, yeah. I had to get all the way across to the corner to get to the cable in order to get this thing done. I needed to do it. This guy was three of me. He just looked and went, eh.
That's a very
gonna
tight...
have to get somebody to come out and do this.
So then what happened?
I was like, Holmes, I don't have... What?
Did he give you one of those jumpsuits to, you know?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
That's nice. Because it's freaking nasty.
Yeah, it was bad.
Like, you would have had skid marks all over your back.
Whatever.
John goes under to wire stuff and he's... ours is not quite as tight as that. It's about maybe 2 feet.
And he's got a smaller nose than me, too.
That's true. Yeah. So he lays on his back, and the cats always go down there. And, and one time he was under there for just hours doing something or other, and the cat was just sleeping on his belly. So he's dragging himself around under the house, and the cat's just like going for a ride.
Hanging out. He probably enjoyed the company.
Oh, you know, felt less alone. But the spiders and the nastiness under her house. Whoa. Whoa.
I literally dropped my iPhone 7 Plus in the ocean at the beach. I didn't realize it for about 20 minutes. When I went looking for it, it was still sitting at the shoreline, waves crashing over it, about a foot underwater and resting on rocks. It still works like a charm.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they go underwater, you guys.
Samsung here. We've been doing that for years.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Every time.
We hear you.
We got so many texts, but I guess I'm out of time.
Oh, look at that. Boy, today went really fast.
They say here that what's his name got big on Chelsea lately.
Oh, Ross Matthews.
Yeah.
Oh, Ross. And they said he was a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
Is that what they call him? Judges?
He's very sweet.
Yes.
Nice person.
I love him.
And well spoken. Like, that was a nice thing he said, too. I actually enjoyed the content of that interview. Good job, Bryn.
Just want to remind everyone that if you want to watch Bryn on the red carpet, go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We posted one of the two videos.
You got to show all your friends this, everybody. Let's get some hits on this thing.
Let's go viral.
I can tell you where we're at.
I want the Don Lemon one. The Don Lemon one is the one where he's, you know, that's not how we party at all.
Rage. He's the wrong
that's
word.
That's so sorry. Rage.
Everyone, Bryn's video is now up to 43 views.
Nice. All right.
43 views? Are you kidding me?
And two comments.
This is huge.
Two comments.
What are the comments?
One is, I wrote it. It's an amazing job. One is from such enthusiasm. The other one is, Good job, Bryn. Peter Brady level excitement.
All right.
You do add a nice element to the Sarah and Vinny show.
Sweet.
We all missed you when you were out. Cheers.
All right.
Mm, nice that job,
Ron.
That's my sister.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's the Super Scott Hump Day. Thanks to Scott Budman for telling us all about the big happenings.
He didn't even mention the guy doing the facial recognition and getting caught with it not working.
That's so funny. Can't believe that happened. That's a bummer for them.
Well, the guy was so clearly nervous, like you could hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
That I wonder if the thing couldn't recognize him because he was just full of fear.
His face was ticking.
What do you think, Bryn?
He sounded better than me, though.
We don't rage like that at all.
He didn't have to speak over loud music, though. That's the thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you got all that audio, right? Uh-huh. And was there any part of you that thought I should disappear this and not bring it back to work?
Absolutely. But then the problem is I went on this radio show and told you guys about it. And so Sarah was like, I'm excited to hear it. I was saying to you guys on Monday morning that how obnoxious I was. I was cringing watching it myself. I'm like,
well, that's like saying play it for
you. Yeah.
That's
you
like
should have said, went great, super smooth, did a few interviews. I would have been like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Throw it up online. We don't need to see it.
We don't need to hear that.
Right.
But you just made it so tantalizing.
Right.
So tomorrow I'll have that rage clip in here.
All right.
Right there, bank number 40.
We just do it live. Can't wait to overplay that.
Oh, I really can't. I'm really looking forward to it. We don't rage like that at all. Hey, I also want to thank Scott Caperlo for coming in today. He's got a gig Saturday night in San Carlos at Devil's Canyon Brewing Company. You're going
be
to that,
there.
Yeah? Yep. And today's hump day, so that means Big Brother's on tonight. I'm pretty sure they're kicking someone off tonight and kicking someone off tomorrow.
Oh, so it's over
night.
This week.
The 27th is
when they kick two people off tonight, then it's over this week.
Mm. I am not sure.
It would have to be over Sunday.
I'm not sure. Don't they do a three-part final head of household?
I don't. You know what the honest truth is? I've never watched the finale. I always just look up who won at the end.
I think the finale is next Wednesday, and the Wednesday after that, Survivor starts.
The same thing happens with Survivor. By the end of it, they do this big production, and I can't
Well, because it's
up
on until
it.
Midnight or whatever.
Right. Forget it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's on, so if you're waiting for that. I am waiting for it. I'm just hoping that someone gets Paul out of there. That's all I'm hoping
for. If they get
for.
Him out of there, it would almost make the whole season worth it.
Right.
Because it would make, first of all his nonsense would have been for nothing. And then whoever gets him out is the winner.
They would almost have to be. And I think that I was reading somewhere where they're like telling every, you know, as people go into the jury now, Josh was telling Alex, I think, you got to tell them what he's doing. You have to tell them how he masterminded this whole thing to get no blood on his hands, and you've got to explain
Josh
that to the
Josh was
jury.
Telling that to who?
To Alex.
So Alex got thrown out?
No, Alex is still in there. She's on the block right now. But apparently, the people who watched the 24/7 feed, they were...
So none of us have seen this unless you
Unless you watch the feed, got apparently.
It.
That's just what I read, and this is because Uzi always keeps me up to date on all the latest on Big Brother. Thanks, Uzi.
Yeah, well, I'm so interested in
yes.
it. So.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, it is fascinating.
Hey, did you see that thing? I think maybe you saw it. Maybe you talked about it. Hmm. Jennifer Lawrence loves the Real Housewives of New York so much. Did you see that article?
I think I saw something over the weekend
maybe
about
that. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like floored when she found out one of the people on there was getting divorced.
Well, I think she goes on to like watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and they discuss a lot of the housewife stuff there.
So she loves it.
She knows a lot of major stars love the housewives.
You know, weirdly, a lot of people really love the housewives. Yeah. Like, I mean,
there's a reason they're so franchised off or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you watch all of them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my mom is
There's
a huge fan.
One that's on right now that I'm really not into. I can't understand what they're saying. They're from Auckland.
Auckland?
Mm-hmm. And I'm
they're
all, what?
They're Kiwis?
Huh?
They're from New Zealand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's so strange. Mm-hmm. Where are you watching that? Is that on Bravo?
Yeah.
Oh, how
Just one of them.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Are your mom and dad waking up, speaking of your mom, with lobster hangovers today? Oh. Is there such a thing?
I don't think there is such a thing. I mean, if they had too many beers... They might, maybe a but the lobster won't give you a hangover then.
But like two or three lobsters won't. There's still no size.
Two or three is just not enough. I mean, you can eat lobster all day.
How many lobsters can you eat?
Well, you can eat more than they give you. That's for sure. There's never enough lobster. Never enough. There's never enough.
I can have enough.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like
it's rich. I'll take your leftovers.
It's rich.
I'll take your leftovers.
And it's all butter.
No, you don't have to put butter on it. You can just eat it.
What do you put in it?
I'll dip it in butter, but right. I don't need it to be.
Yeah, you need the butter.
You don't need the butter.
You need the butter.
All right, well,
you
anyway.
You don't need the butter.
Oh, my God.
All right, have a great day, you guys. Jesus, we're all over the place. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.